Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Pastor Nardacani has done nothing more than maintain his devout faith, which is a universal right for all people. That the Iranian authorities would try to force him to renounce that faith violates the religious values they claim to defend.
To the Muslims in America, I have this to say. How can your conscience allow you to live in peaceful coexistence with a nation that is responsible for the tyranny and crimes committed against your own brothers and sisters?
A production company contacted us and asked if they could do a documentary about our family. And so we prayed about that and we thought, Lord, is this something that you're opening up as an opportunity to share with the world that children are a blessing and a gift from God?
Moms in Ohio love Issues, etc.
Find out what kind of a preacher a pastor is when he's given that little bit of latitude. It's a special occasion. Everyone is gathered for a whole variety of reasons not related to anything churchly, much less the Bible or Jesus or the cross or hearing of the gospel. People are there to see the bride. They're there to see the groom. They're there to see a ceremony that could just as well, I mean, just as legally, be carried out in the office of the Justice of the Peace or by a riverboat captain, for that matter. But the pastor has the task of preaching at this wedding. And when he does, you find out what kind of a preacher he is. Most wedding sermons, well, sad to say, or advice, their wit, their wisdom, their dumb jokes, very little Jesus, maybe Jesus' marital counselor, even less cross. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 11th of October. We're going to kick off this hour of Issues Etc. doing a little sermon review of a wedding sermon that I had the opportunity to hear on Saturday. So struck by it, I had to share it with my listeners. So out of the ordinary for the typical wedding sermon, and so centered upon the cross of Jesus Christ. It was a sermon preached at a wedding Saturday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, where I attend, and I'm also assistant pastor. Pastor Michael Cum is the preacher. We'll listen to that sermon here in just a few minutes, do a little sermon review. After that, a conversation with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. She's written recently in the Wall Street Journal on the subject of lawsuits filed by the Episcopal Church USA. Her column, 21st Century Excommunication. After that, audio open lines. Here's the question for you. You've all heard the story. It's all over the news. A supporter of Governor Perry said at a Values Voters Forum over the weekend, this man, a pastor, named Robert Jeffress, that Mormonism is a cult. And then when speaking later to the press, he said it again. He repeated himself and he explained what he meant. And of course, now everyone's talking about it because we have two Mormons running for president. Do you think that Mormonism is a cult? By what definition would you classify it as a cult if you do? Audio open lines coming up in a half hour here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your thoughts at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com. Every time we review a sermon, we use the same three-part diagnostic. Number one, how often is Jesus mentioned? Here, all you do is listen to the sermon and keep a running tally of how often Jesus specifically is mentioned, because after all, the book of Hebrews says he is the author and finisher of our faith. When the preacher gets up to preach, regardless of the occasion, he should be preaching Christ. So how often is Jesus mentioned? If he's mentioned, go on to part two. Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? That is he the one doing the verbs? And if Jesus is mentioned and he is the subject of those verbs, very important, what are the verbs? Is this Jesus who will help you get through your marriage, guide you, inspire you to love your wife or husband more? Or is this the Jesus who actually gets you what you need? Forgiveness of sins for you, for your wife, for your children, for your marriage, for your whole life. With that, our sermon review of a wedding sermon preached Saturday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, by Pastor Michael Kumm.
Well, this is it. This is the homily you were so worried about. You know, many think that this is the most important day of your life. It's not. Pastor, how dare you say such a thing? Look at all these people that came to celebrate. Look at this big fancy dress I bought just for the occasion. All these people that are best and closest friends here. I mean, it's got to be the most important day of my life. After all, I'm here to take upon for myself a husband and a wife, just like Adam and Eve did in the Old Testament lesson that was read a moment ago. It has to be the best day of my life. Let's stop for a moment and think about all of this. Let's think about what we believe in regards to the Genesis account. You see, the story about Adam and Eve doesn't end with their wedding day. As many of you know, Adam and Eve sinned against God, and we, their descendants, are sinners too. Sin's a part of the nature of every person ever conceived by man, and what was once perfect in the whole of God's creation is now subjected to sin and the consequences of sin, which is death. Scripture clearly tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all, as in everybody, which includes everybody gathered here today, out there, all y'all here, and here, and here. That includes all of us. And Scripture clearly states that the holy and most righteous God demands certain things of his people. Be perfect, he says, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, Madam Teacher, God does not grade on a curve. He desires 100% as the only acceptable answer to this being perfect thing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. God is a perfectionist and demands the same of every human being. And the fact is that none of us can do it. Well, except for one. Jesus Christ. Though mankind hated God and still hates him because all people are sinners, and that's what sinners do, they hate God, God did not hate mankind. Instead of giving mankind what he deserved, which is eternal punishment, instead God gives his Son to the world to die at the hands of those who hated him, which includes you and me. But how does it include us? Because God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. That is, God placed the sins of everyone here and the whole world on the backs of Jesus to pay the debt for those sins with his death on the cross. You see, Good Friday, some 2,000 plus years ago, Christ died for the sins of the whole world and 3 days later rose from the dead, freeing us from that deliberate bonds of sin, death, and the power of the devil. But Pastor, you started out talking about what's the most important day of our life. Well, that Good Friday, some 2,000 plus years ago, was the most important day of your life. When your Savior died on the cross, that you could stand before him and be joined together in holy matrimony, knowing that you are forgiven of all your sins for the work that he has done that we could not do for ourselves. In fact, it's the most important day of the lives of all the people sitting out there, all these guys over here, these beautiful ladies over here, for Pastor and I. That was the day Jesus created the most important day in all of our lives. Which brings me to another important day in your life, which is still not today, but the day that you both were brought to the font of holy baptism, where the water and the word were poured over you, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself gave you the faith necessary to believe, and all who believe and are baptized will be saved, and you will have that wonderful promise place in heaven forever. You see, God pulled you from the hands of Satan that day. He made you his own child. He gave you faith to believe that all your sins were forgiven for Jesus' sake and made a promise to keep you in his breast, in his hands, for the rest of your lives and forever. St. Paul says, you were baptized into his death, and in baptism you died to sin and gave God's promise to rise again to eternal life in Christ. And you know, this does not sound like much of a wedding ceremony. In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there throwing a few elbows around saying, I've never heard a wedding sermon like this before. There's no advice. There's no how-to. There's no, you should do this and you should do that. It's just a great deal of talk about sin and God's forgiveness in Christ, which is exactly what you and all of these people out here need to hear. If Christ isn't the most important thing in your life, if he isn't the all-important, if he isn't the focal point in your marriage, if he isn't everything to each of you, you will never be that important to one another. I want you to turn and face one another for just a minute. Just look at each other. The person you are looking at is the person for whom Christ has died. It is also the person whom Christ has given you to be your wife. Who has given you to be your husband. Look at each other as God looks at you. Through the cross of Christ, one who is forgiven, one who is a child of God. For there on the cross you will always see the most important day of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's a sermon preached for a wedding on Saturday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois. Pastor Michael Cum, the preacher. Now you notice, even though this is what we would call in the preaching trade an occasional sermon, it's preaching for an occasion, not your everyday or your every Sunday preaching. The preaching task is still the same. Yes, there's great temptation when you have a beautiful bride and a young groom standing there, all of the family assembled, all of the festivities and the pomp and circumstance to give Jesus the day off and let the young couple have the stage. No, a good preacher will preach Christ and Him crucified on every occasion. When we come back, we'll talk with Molly Ziegler Hemingway about the Episcopal Church USA suing its pastors, congregations, even dioceses.
Looking for a church that has a small, family-like atmosphere, yet strives for excellent liturgical worship with outstanding music while focused on God's Word and sacraments? A church located in the heart of St. Louis and reaching out to the neighborhood with Jesus Christ and Him crucified? I'm Pastor John Helwig of Emmaus Lutheran Church at 2241 South Jefferson in St. Louis. I invite you to join us for Bible class Sunday mornings at 9 and worship at 10:30. Visit us on the web at emmaus-stl.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
How would you like to win the Essential Lutheran Library? Books like Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, Law and Gospel, the Lutheran Service Book, and the Lutheran Book of Prayer, and four more resources. All you have to do is share the Issues Etc. Reformation Week video on your Facebook page and send an email to contest@issuesetc.org. You'll find the video at issuesetc.org and click support. We'll announce the winner of the Essential Lutheran Library on Friday, October 28th.